from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go now. You fire the first shot. Let's go, man.
Jason Leisure.
I'm here in the studio at the Score. This is a very, very special honor for you.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
HITS, they all stand for try hard. So for the coaches, it's now H is for, hey, don't do that. I is for, I wouldn't do that if I were you. T is for, that's a bad thing to do. And S is for, stop, you're fired.
I don't know if I really look at it that way, Jay.
Jason Leisure with Bernstein and Holmes on the Score.
Jason Leisure is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. And he joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Hello, Jason Leisure.
Dan, Lawrence, what's up, guys? Can I say something about that intro?
Sure.
Go ahead, Lawrence. Go ahead.
No, please. This is your segment.
Okay, so there's a clip in that intro. Who made that? Was it Herb Lawrence? This goes back a couple.
I think Tony might have made that.
It might have, maybe.
It's a collaborative effort at this point.
It has been tweaked along the way, yes. There have been upgrades and updates. But there's one line in there where I'm talking about like how, you know, lucky the Score is to have me on there. And I'm just, that's just me being an idiot. Like, I grew up here. I'm being serious right now. I grew up here and heard the Score my whole life as a kid when my dad would have it on in the car or something. And it was like the coolest thing ever to be a guest on the Score the first time, you know, 6 years ago. Or whatever it was, and to write for the Chicago Sun-Times, by the way, because I grew up as a kid. My brother and I would ride our bikes to White Hen to pick up the Sun-Times. And the first time I had a cover story on there about Jonathan Toews 6 years ago, and my name was on the front of the Sun-Times, I just laughed for about a minute straight.
I think that we get it, like, because we, I mean, I know I got it because, you know, it was on my show, but I think people understand that you're the farthest thing away from someone who would say that and mean it. Like, that's the beautiful part about it. That's your whole bit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, so don't feel bad about that. I think the audience gets it.
Well, I just want, I'm sure you're right. I just want people to know that I think it's the coolest thing in the world that I get to be in Chicago sports media. That is a dream come, literally something I dreamed about as a kid and get to do now. And that I'm 40 and it hasn't gotten old for me. So I just wanted to say that that's from the heart, and we can talk about Hard Knocks being boring or Keenan Allen or whatever you guys want.
No, it just, I think that's kind of cool. You had me at White Hen though, because I just
I miss White Hen.
I do too. If you had
great donuts.
If you had a good White Hen where someone who cared about making the sandwiches, there were a couple. There was a White Hen in Gold Coast on Ohio, right across from the Grand Ohio Building. There was one right there by St. Clair. Yeah, Ohio and St. Clair was a great White Hen, and there was another one on Lincoln, where there was a young man there who I think was had some developmental disabilities and made the most gorgeous, perfect sandwiches. Oh, pristine. No piece of lettuce out of line. No condiments ever dripping off the edges. And it took a little longer, but I told him one time, and I said, for a sandwich that looks like it came out of a magazine ad, you can take as long as you want.
I love that we all have memories of White Hen Pantry. Like when I was in college.
Oh, it was dill Havarti and turkey pastrami on a sub roll.
Of course, that's the memory you would have. Like Lawrence is going to talk about buying Skittles or something. You're like, we're going all this, like, you know.
So good.
Well, I mean, in college, there was one right on Fullerton. So when I was at DePaul, like you go to the White Hen and they did have really good donuts, which is rare because, you know, I'm a bit of a donut snob.
7-Eleven's got good donuts.
They do. They do. And but White Hen Pantry rocks. So J.J. Pepper's is still around, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have one in Elgin. Yeah.
I remember Fred Huebner used to, that used to be his thing. Because you know how our engineer Ray, that he would come in with his big old thing of,
yeah.
what is it called?
Oh, Big Jerry?
Big Jerry. Fred would always stop at the J.J. Pepper's because I think he would get like a 44-ouncer.
That's right. That was on Cicero and Addison.
Yeah, for like 89 cents. You can't beat that. I think his order was Diet Dr. Pepper. I think that's what Fred would.
That's
do.
Like Mark Hatley, always Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, Bears.
It was a huge step of freedom. Hold on 1 second on Bears. Sure. It was a huge step of freedom as a kid to be able to ride your bike to White Hen with $4 or $5 in your pocket and get the newspaper, get Sports Illustrated, get a slush puppy, which is like a worse version of a Slurpee, but that's what White Hen had.
And a copy of Swank.
I was just going to say, a penthouse. You're like, okay. Come on now.
All right. We've definitely reached the end of the White Hen segment now.
Go get it, baby.
No, it was usually Maxim. That's what she did. No, with. Not Swank. Not
was like
Swank.
That was like the gross one, too. What was the other one? Sherry? Oh, like that was like the low budget ones. Like, they didn't even airbrush out the zits or anything.
Oh. Okay, thanks. My parents listen to this segment, by the way.
My God.
Okay. Give me two of these. Give me three. Give me another slush puppy. Throw in a copy of Orgasm while you're at it.
Oh, my gosh. Damn. Jeez.
He never knows when to stop. Never.
No.
Never.
No, because Dan has nothing to lose at this point.
That's
a
movie reference. That's a movie reference. It's from the movie Bananas.
I get that it's a movie reference.
Nobody knows what that is.
I know, but Fielding Mellish is checking out of the convenience store, and he's getting magazines, and he's like, well, I'll take a copy of a Common.
Yeah, we know. No, you don't have to do the thing.
He says, and one of these, and the cashier goes, hey, how much is a copy of Orgasm?
Right. Like, we know. Okay. That's why
you again,
you'd have
please.
To say it
yeah,
again.
Yell it again. Maybe sit a couple plays out, champ.
Try to tell them all the time. What is interesting to you about the initial 53-man Bears roster?
Everything. I am so much more interested in this team than I have been at any point in the last 6 years. Even 2019, when they were coming off a very good season, I think that everything has come together so well for them. And cut day is always about the guys that stay, not about the guys that get cut that most people hadn't even heard of a month ago or 2 months ago. I just think that they have come such a long way in a short time. And Ryan Poles has been pretty honest about this, pretty transparent about this. They've gotten lucky. They had Lovie Smith win a game in the final minute on a 2-point conversion to hand them the number one pick. Then they traded it with exactly the right team. And you probably figured Carolina would be bad, but you didn't know that they would be number one. The number one pick falls into your lap at a time when this once every couple years quarterback prospect is available. And because now that part is all very good fortune for them, but because you have been making smart moves along the way financially and in terms of talent acquisition, you are ready to take advantage of that guy coming aboard, and you are ready to bring that guy into arguably the best situation that a highly drafted quarterback has ever walked into. So you have all of that coming together with your future resources intact in terms of no bad contracts that I see on the books, and your draft assets are there for 2025. They're in abundance because you also have Carolina's 2025 second rounder. And with the quarterback coming in right now, it's just the start. You have a team that could go for the playoffs this year that should be a playoff team this year. And it really is only the beginning. This is so different than going all in to go 6-11 in 2021.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think I've come full circle on Velus Jones in a way that I'm not. You tell me if this makes sense. Where previously I'm thinking, all right, he's a third round pick. He's Ryan Poles' first offensive pick. He's going to give him every chance, every chance, every chance. And now he keeps giving him every chance. And now I'm wondering, is he good? Is he better than I think he is? Because my trust level in Ryan Poles has done nothing but remain very high. And now I'm thinking the opposite. Like, for him to make this team this year, he must be better than what I've seen.
What? Yeah, it's only his third year. I get where you're coming from completely. It's only year three. I think that Velus Jones' talent warrants giving him some time. I don't know if he makes it all the way through year three, if some of the same issues come up. I also think they should have tried this running back idea with him a long time ago. We used to ask about this. This has been coming up since probably his second season, if not even the first season. And we would always ask about this. Hey, do you guys think about trying Velus at running back? And the answer usually from Matt Eberflus was always like, no, that, you know, kind of dismissive. Like, where are you guys even coming from with this idea? And now it's kind of a last resort to find him a role in the offense. And you've already moved on from the idea of him being a punt returner, because that's pretty dicey. I think they hold out a lot of hope, Dan, that he could be a factor in the kick returns. And there is more of an opportunity to do something in that aspect of the game than there has been any time recently because the rule changes. And you see when Velus Jones has the ball in his hands, he's big and fast and can do stuff. He's a dangerous runner. The problem has always been getting him in position to do that. Can he master the offense and make plays where he could get the ball like that as a receiver? Can he catch punts and be a factor there? You know, will he get opportunities in the kick return game now that there's going to be fewer touchbacks? I think maybe he will.
We didn't get a chance to ask you about this because all this stuff was happening as we were getting off the air. But it seems like when it comes to depth on the defensive line, the Bears were not happy with their initial shot at this. What did you make of the additions that they added specifically over there?
Defensive line and offensive line would be the parts of this rebuild that you point to and say they're not quite there yet. And Ryan Poles was saying yesterday, this is only the second phase of this. And I don't know how many years you get to complete a rebuild to where you say, okay, this is built. And now we start working on just changing out parts and working on kind of the outskirts of the roster every year. But that's their biggest question right now, I think, is their defensive line. Their pass rush, they've got Montez Sweat and a lot of question marks. They traded for Daryl Taylor, who was a guy that wasn't going to be a starter in Seattle. And when he comes in, he looks like he probably has the most potential of any pass rusher on their roster other than Montez Sweat. So when you get down to the bottom of the roster and them switching guys out and making waiver claims, and I think they are just fishing. I think they are hoping that it's a little more, there's a little more thought that goes in and expertise that goes into it than that. But I think they are just hoping to strike gold on somebody. And Austin Booker might be one of those guys. That was not a roster change this week, but that was kind of a little bit of fishing in a late round draft pick. Hoping that Dominique Robinson can take a step that everyone's been waiting for him to take. Those kinds of things. I think they're just hoping somebody, some surprise steps up and can be a factor again, opposite Montez Sweat. So there, that creates an opportunity in itself where you are going to get one-on-one matchups if you're lining up on the other side of Montez Sweat.
If I'm reading the depth chart correctly, the only tackle listed behind the starters in Jones and Wright is Kieran Amagaje, who is coming off of an injury and who is a rookie from an Ivy League school. Usually that third tackle at the very least is an old former starter journeyman plug-in, get you through a game guy. Is it okay to go into a season with what I think is that third tackle to me is a pretty important position to have somebody this untested there?
Well, I think their swing tackle is probably Matt Pryor.
Okay, because he's listed as a guard.
Yeah, but and it's confusing. I get why you would ask that, but they have teams always talk about this, but the Bears have actually done it this year where they have really emphasized versatility. So they have guys that could play every position but center. They have centers that could also play guard. And even in their starting lineup, Tevin Jenkins could play tackle for you in a pinch, and someone else could move up into his spot.
Okay. It doesn't feel great.
I don't think the plan is Amagaje as the swing tackle.
Okay. Because I'm just looking at how it's literally listed here.
Overall, yeah. Sorry, Lawrence, go ahead. Do you feel like if you're them, are you confident in what you have at those spots? Or is that something that we could see them continue to try and upgrade throughout the season?
O-line, D-line?
O-line.
O-line. Yeah, but what can you do, really? I mean, the time to make major additions has passed. You're really, if you're talking major long-term fixes, high-quality talent acquisition, that's going to be in those draft picks and cap space next year. I think their offensive line is okay. I mean, rookie quarterbacks have walked into way worse situations than this offensive line. This is not an amazing offensive line, but it's also not terrible.
Is Keenan Allen okay?
I think he is, but I can't promise you that. I think he's okay. I don't think there's a significant issue here with him missing practice. You know, Keenan Allen could take vet days, by the way, and he'd be all right.
I think that's what he's doing. I think this is what you get with, but it can happen fast. Like, receivers can fall off fast. I mean, look what's happened around the league. Look at Allen Robinson. He's 31, and you can see the end for him. So it can happen very quickly, but I feel like I'm just watching a guy that understands how to make it through camp.
Yeah, and also Keenan Allen has been awesome in training camp. He has been totally impressive, almost dominant, I would say. It has been as advertised with Keenan Allen as far as what I've seen on the practice field. I don't think that him having some foot discomfort, as they called it, because of a cleat issue is him deteriorating or, but it's one of those things, Lawrence, where, you know, you've covered the NFL, you've covered this NFL team before. And granted, it was all different people running it at the time, but it's one of those things where you hear about a little injury. Oh, and it's not an issue. And then a month later, somebody hasn't played and you're like, oh yeah, I remember when that first came up and it was, he had a rash from, you know, his swim trunks or something. And oh, next thing you know, the guy might be on IR. I don't think that's the case here.
I think you just kind of mixed up the two teams that you covered. That sounded like Marian Hossa at the end.
Well, I mean, how many years ago was it that Tariq Cohen was day-to-day and then he hasn't played in 3 years?
Yep. No, so you're right.
You never know. And totally different administration, totally different coaching staff. You just never know with NFL teams how secretive they're being. I right now am not worried about Keenan Allen's availability for week one or the season at large. But things change. You find things out, things change. Who knows?
I'm just enjoying all the texters who are sending in names of their favorite 80s vintage porn mags.
All right, that's enough. Jason Leisure.
This guy's Mike. My goodness, man.
Thank you so much for joining us.
I would so much
us.
Rather do backup offensive line talk than what you're trying to turn the show into.
That's what he does all the time. You just can't let a good thing just be. You just got to drive it into the ground.
Well, just before I go.
The theory of three,
you know,
and the theory of 17. I just keep going.
Modern man, high society.
All right, that's enough.
Before I sign off, you know, like, sorry, mom and dad and really everyone else listening. Sorry.
That's
sorry
fair.
For Dan. Sorry about the Dan problem. Apologize for the mess. We're working on it.
We all are.
I never had a copy of Beaver Hunt.
All right. Jason Leisure, we'll talk to you soon.
Will we?
I don't know. That's a good point.
It's probably up to me,
not.
Too, right?
Yes, you have agency in this.
Sheesh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.